I'm Marilyn McCarney. Betsy Payette and I are interviewing personnel who were or are instrumental in developing Renfrew Museum and Park. Today is June 2, 1992, and we are interviewing Louis Barlup Jr., a current board member and former principal of the Waynesboro Area Senior High School.
Good morning. It certainly is a pleasure to be here with these ladies to discuss one of my favorite topics, Renfrew Park and Museum. What was my initial reaction to the will of Mrs. Nicodemus and her sister when they left this vast area to the borough? Well, it was one of surprise, amazement, but very, very pleasing to think that anyone would have foresight enough to reward the community in which they lived and, in all probability, acquired their money to give it back to the community. I think it was a very thoughtful and kind gesture, and we should be eternally grateful. My appointment to the board was very gratifying. I thought about being a member of the Board of Renfrew many years ago, in fact, in its early stages, but being involved in the educational program of the community, as I have been, I didn't feel that I had time to become involved with anything else. However, upon retirement and having indicated my interest in Renfrew and its activities, I was fortunate enough to be chosen for the board in 1990 upon the retirement of Leroy Maxwell, and was officially appointed in early 91 by the borough council. I have no misgivings about the project at all. I think it's fantastic, and will do everything on my part in the years to come in my association with Renfrew and beyond that to improve, enhance, promote anything that's possible to have the continuance of the Renfrew Park and Museum. It's a legacy that we can never let down, to always look forward and hopefully that it will improve as time goes on. What problems do I foresee? One is finances. With the economy the way it is today, we are realizing much less return on the money that was left to the institution for its operation. And hopefully, and we're all hoping with our fingers crossed, that the economy will turn around and improve, and our investments will then give us much more return on what they now are doing. We're fortunate in having someone will money to Renfrew recently, the Helen Huffman. Her untimely death, which we regret very much. However, she was very generous with Renfrew, which we appreciate very much, which has been a real godsend at this point in time. And I think one of the goals of Renfrew should be to continually solicit people such as Mrs. Huffman or those that have an interest in the money to consider Renfrew in their last will and testament, or better than that, even before they leave this earth, to will money to Renfrew, because I think it is very ably being managed and will continue to do so with the caliber of people that they put on the board, exclusive of myself, of course, to keep things going forward. So we're constantly looking for a means by which to increase the endowment for Renfrew. It's most important because things are constantly going up. They're not going down at all. Who do you feel were the key people in the early board? Well, needless to say, I think all the people appointed to the original board were key people, because with their efforts, along with the then borough manager, Richard A. Miller, Renfrew became a reality. And Richard Miller's contribution needs to be recognized, because I think it's with his persistence, his efforts, energy, his foresight. If one individual, he had more than anyone to make this a reality. And I mean that among the board members. And a lot of us feel that very, very strongly, that Dick Miller really was the key to the acquisition, develop, and moving along of Renfrew. Some items that have taken place since I have been a member of the Renfrew board, the tannery site is still being worked upon. They're excavating and unearthing some of the foundations and as to where the tannery was located. And work was begun initially in my association with the Renfrew on the spring house and the smokehouse, which now have been completed. And I might add, look very, very nice. A lot of dedication, hard work went into both of those, but I think they're just outstanding in their appearance and been completely restored to their normal construction as much as possible. The we've had a lot of trees donated out there to the Renfrew Park Museum, and they're planting those throughout the acreage with the over 100 acres, a lot of room for trees. However, much of it is being farmed, well, the local farmers, but just this year now, they removed about 9 acres, I think, from the farmer in order to plant some of the trees, and which will no longer be under cultivation. The demonstrations conducted by Shirley Baker, such as open hearth cooking, I think is just outstanding. And Shirley, in my judgment, has done and is doing an outstanding job with Renfrew. She is constantly working and one of the most energetic and creative ladies that I've ever met. And I think she's doing an outstanding job and should be encouraged and to continue in the program, because most of the programs that are taking place are through her efforts. I'm sure other people make maybe suggestions from time to time, but she carries them out, organizes it, and makes sure that they happen, and you see the finished product then. I was along when they celebrated the A.B. Landis Day back in June of 89, which was something that was quite unique. And been involved since they established the Renfrew Institute, which has been a very positive thing to do there. It is continually growing, improving on their programs, and the number of children that they're touching in the area is just fantastic. I'm sure you ladies will get the figures or have the figures from the records out there. I don't have them committed to memory, but it's quite high. I mean, a lot of children in there from as far away as Carlisle coming down. I participated in the dedication of the Fahnestock Barn, as well as helping to raise it. I was one of the speakers on the program, along with others at that time, back in September of 89. They've installed climate control in the main house. It was just completed recently, whereby the March Plumbing and Heating, Total Climate took the old heating out, and the museum itself now will be the same temperature, humidity, and everything as you lay the year round, which is a real wonderful thing to do. And also, they just completed the complete redecorating of the house inside, painting. The people did a beautiful job. It's just outstanding. That was the first time in 15 years, I think. And it's on the docket to repaint the outside of the house as well and bring it back to its original. They took off the storm windows on the outside because that looked rather modern and false. And going back to the old and the colors and everything and putting the shutters all back on. And in the meantime, they put a type of storm on the inside that's almost invisible inside the house, which serves the same purpose. So those are two things that have really, I think, improved the overall area tremendously. I was appointed chairman of the subcommittee on the Fahnestock Barn and to serve also on the interpretive committee at the Renfrew. And then just a month after that, I requested and got that my wife was made co-chairman of the committee on the barn, because we work together quite a bit and she's a big help. She's the creative one in the family. Then they established the position of director emeritus in April of 1990 for anyone who had served at least three full terms, which would be 15 years on the board. And Leroy Maxwell was the first person to be considered and made director emeritus. And then it was his position that it was suggested that I fill. And through the process of government working slowly, was eventually taken care of. They established a newsletter in April of 90 about Der Wetterhahn, which was published by the membership out at Renfrew. And then on November of 1990, I was recommended for appointment to the Renfrew board. And then it was ratified by council in December of 1990 and was made official then in January of 1990. We had a nice gift of a walnut pump by Rodney Martin, which worked very well. It was very authentic and went in with the theme at Renfrew quite nicely. And let's see. Mentioned about the climate control. The milk house restoration was completed in 91 totally. And the inside of the house. Then we participated with the Helen Hoover Huffman Memorial Concert in 1992. And Clyde Roberts was commissioned to make drawings of all the different sites for the guides. And I'm sure you've been made aware of that. And they are completed now in the process of getting them so that there will be informational signs around like Gettysburg Battlefield and others to indicate areas of the museum, which should be very, very nice. It should give the people a real understanding of what they have. In the Farmstead Day, my wife and I have been chairman of the barn committee on each Farmstead Day, and we've developed that into a real, I think, outstanding program in that we involved the FFA at the senior high school through the generosity of Mr. Gerald Reichert and all the FFA members, and they are a tremendous help in setting up. That's the last Saturday in September each year, and we've participated in three of them thus far, and it's just been great. They go so far as to have a cow there, one that's gentle that children can milk, and they maybe you ladies have heard about it, where the little children are there with paper cups, sample milking this cow. It's one of the greatest things that they ever have. They just come back, and it's so interesting. Some of these little tykes were back in line three or four times to come through and milk this cow. And through Mr. Reichert's patience and expertise, it was accomplished without anyone having any problems at all. Really great. But they bring many other animals that make it very, very successful. And when we dedicated the plaque to Richard Miller, I participated, had a part in that program and setting that up and working with that. And you have seen the plaque in there, which was long overdue, but nonetheless, it's better late than never, as some people say. And so it's a very fitting item for the memory of Dick Miller, because as I mentioned earlier, he had a terrific amount to do, a great role in the development of Renfrew. Future plan for Renfrew can be very easily announced, or it can be put on hold because of the finances. if the economy doesn't turn around and we don't get more money, a lot of activity to Renfrew could really come to a halt. We hope that that doesn't take place. But some things for consideration that I think are most important would be to continue with the restoration of all the buildings on the premises. And the next one's going to be is the Fahnestock House. And then continue excavation and exploration of all the potential sites of buildings, which Will Shepherd has been doing that on a number of occasions and has just been commissioned to do some more work now for the next 6 months at Renfrew. And continue with the outstanding program that has become traditional there at Renfrew. And continue to acquire period furniture, artifacts, and anything that would be suitable for the museum to cover the period in history when it was supposed to be from around 1830 to 1850. Expand the educational and cultural programs whenever possible, which I think is being done, but I think it should continue. And then I have asked for a plan, an organized plan for the acceptance and planting of trees and shrubs and what have you. It seems that quite often someone wants to plant a tree. As an example, when a loved one dies, then the untimely death of the young girl last year, a couple trees. So we needed a plan, an organization. And that's been brought up a couple times, and we're keeping after that. And Ed Miller should be coming up, hopefully, with a recommendation for the board so that there can be some systematic and organization of planting of shrubs and trees so that, as you ladies would know, it wouldn't look like a hodgepodge. And I think if we do those, that'll be sufficient coming from me. Thank you.
Well, it's the same day.
Oh, that is a shame, isn't it?
But I'm glad the association is